And was that a fun week five? Mike Randall here with you, FTN Fantasy Football Podcast, late Sunday night, October 6th, week five, almost in the books. Every week I come back on this podcast and tell you I think it's getting better and better, and this week was no exception. So as always, I'm going to take you around all the games here, 20 minutes in and out, and don't forget the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast sponsored by Underdog Fantasy. Use the promo code FTN, get up to a $1,000 match bonus. So many fun games to play. Wildcat I was in, I cashed this week. Every week you can play so many games. You have your DFS, you have your Underdog Fantasy, and we love our partnership with them here at FTN. So here we go, week five. A lot of scoring, a lot of fantasy production, a lot of things to talk about. First game was fantastic on Thursday night. Atlanta with a great overtime win, 36-30 over Tampa Bay. You know, Thursday night, prime time, we thought they were going to be slow. They're going to be problems. There's going to be problems on defense. Going to be problems scoring. Not at all. For Atlanta, Kirk Cousins, indoors, passing it crisply across the entire field. 42 of 58, 509 passing yards, four touchdowns, one interception. Receiving, Drake London had a fantastic game, justifying all the people who took him late in best ball at the 1-2 turn. Drake London, 12 receptions, 154 yards, had 13 targets. Darnell Mooney, 16 targets, led the Falcons, 9 receptions, 105 yards, 2 touchdowns. So 3 touchdowns, 1 to London, 2 to Mooney, and 1 to Catterall Hodge, which was the game winner in overtime, took it to the house. For the rushing side of Atlanta, people are going to be a little upset. Bijan Robinson, 12 carries, 61 yards, only 3 receptions, 16 yards. Tyler Algier is going to be an issue. There are very few teams that have a true bell cow running back, which is why Christian McCaffrey was thought of as the first overall pick, because he was one of the few that can be trusted. And Bijan is struggling to separate from Tyler Algier. You're getting one series from Bijan and the second series from Tyler Algier. What we're hoping to get is two from Bijan and then the third from Algier, but we're basically alternating. Algier, 3 receptions, 13 yards, had 12 rushing yards as well. For Tampa Bay, Baker Mayfield started off scalding hot, 19-24, 180, had 3 touchdowns, but had 2 in the first half very quickly, just not a lot of yards. Chris Godwin, 5 for 64. Mike Evans, 5 for 62 and 2 touchdowns. He had the 2 scores. Sterling Shepard caught a touchdown and did figure to be in the optimal lineup. Like I said, a 2-gun at Alex Blickle here at FTN. Rashad White, 10 carries, 72 yards, had a big 56-yard run. So without that one, it's 9 carries, 16 yards. Not great. Bucky Irving, 9 for 44 and also caught 2 for 12. The problem, Bucky Irving, bad fumble, which led to Atlanta going to overtime and winning. Falcons 3-2, Bucks 3-2, 36-30 Atlanta. First game this morning was over in London, and this line had me fooled all week long. Minnesota favored by 2.5 over the Jets, and everyone was on Minnesota. 91% of the bets, everything said Minnesota. They got up pretty quickly. They were up 17-7, looked very comfortable in the first half, but little things started to happen that told you this game was going to be closer than you would think. Aaron Jones, who started off great, had 7 carries, 29 yards, and had a nice catch for 24 yards, goes out with an injured hip. So he's out. Ty Chandler does the rest of the game, 40 carries, 30 yards. On the receiving side, Sam Darnold was okay, 14-31, wasn't great, 179 yards. Got them up and down the field, but struggled to get in the end zone. Touchdown was a rushing touchdown from C.J. Ham. Justin Jefferson, 6 for 92. He was fine. Jordan Addison, only 3 receptions, 36 yards. Johnny Munn, the tight end, 2 for 31. That was enough, though, because the Vikings squeaked it out 23-17 over the Jets. Jets tried to come back. They could do nothing on the ground against the Vikings defense. Breece Hall, 9 for 23. Braylon Allen, 5 for 13. But it was the Garrett Wilson show. The Vikings could not stop Garrett Wilson. He had 22 targets, Garrett Wilson. 13 receptions, 101 yards, and a touchdown. Tyler Conklin, 6 for 55. That's a solid tight end performance. Alan Lazard just finds his way to the end zone. 4 receptions, 34 yards, 1 touchdown for Rodgers, who was 29 of 54, 54 pass attempts, 244 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions that killed them. Vikings 23, Jets 17. Jets were driving late, could not get in the end zone. That was the problem late, but they made it frisky, 23-17. Vikings perfect, 5-0 ahead of their bye week, Jets 2-3. The Bears look like they figured something out. They are 3-2, including 3-0 at home, and have a big 36-10 win over Carolina. Caleb Williams 20 of 29, perfect, 304 yards, 2 touchdowns. Receivers, DJ Moore finally got going on 8 targets, 5 of 105, 2 touchdowns. Cole Kmet, 3 for 57. And DeAndre Swift, tremendous game. 21 carries, 73 yards and a touchdown. 2 receptions, 47 yards. Roma Dunze, okay. Keenan Allen, 33 yards. Dunze had 40. Keenan Allen had 33. Jarrod averages 22, and Roschon Johnson got two touchdowns. He's the goal line back here, but Swift did get one in. Two touchdowns on the ground for Roschon Johnson, so three on the ground, two passing for Caleb for Carolina. Andy Dalton, 18 for 28, 137, couldn't get him in the end zone via the air. Chuba Hubbard, fantastic. He's telling Jonathan Brooks, whenever you come back, I am going to be a factor in the ground game. 13 carries, 97 yards, and a touchdown. Receivers weren't there. Deontay Johnson, they took out of the game. He had six targets, but only three catches, 23 yards. Jalen Coker, the rookie wide receiver from Holy Cross, led the team with four receptions, 68 yards. Jonathan Mingo, two for 37. They just couldn't get anything done in the air here. That was the struggle. And it was Chuba Hubbard, and that was pretty much it. If Deontay Johnson's not going to get going without Adam Thielen in the field, Carolina's going to struggle. Bears, 36-10. Panthers fall to 1-4. Game of the day here, Ravens 41, Bengals 38 in overtime. Lamar Jackson, sensational. 26 of 42, 348, and four passing touchdowns. One to Charlie Kohler, the tight end, which annoyed people who rostered Mark Andrews. Rashad Bateman had a touchdown, four for 58. Isaiah Likely, two touchdowns, three receptions, 13 yards. But Andrews did go four for 55, so he's starting to come out of his slump. On the ground, no problem. Derrick Henry does what Derrick Henry does. 15 carries, 92 yards, and a touchdown. Lamar added 55 yards on the ground. Only issue here was a fumble by Lamar Jackson in overtime, which led to the Bengals having a field goal attempt, which they missed. Then Lamar Jackson came down. Big game by Henry. Got the field goal. On the other side, Joe Burrow, sensational. Burrow was fantastic. 392 yards, five touchdowns, one interception. Chase, 10 for 193 and two. Higgins, 9 for 83 and two. That's 26 targets between Chase and Higgins. The rest of the team, not much. Chase Brown, good on the ground, 12 for 46. Also caught a touchdown pass. Zach Moss is becoming an afterthought. Nine rushes, 24 yards. Ravens 3-2. Bengals fall to 1-4, including 0-3 at home for the Bengals. 41-38. Baltimore beats Cincinnati. Dolphins are still fighting, even without Tua, who should be back in the next few weeks. Win on the road at New England, 15-10. Not a lot of scoring here, but they got the job done. Tyler Huntley better, 18-31, 194. Only at 7 yards on the ground. Patriots defense did a good job. Threw the one interception, but outside of that, Jalen Wright, fantastic. 13 carries, 86 yards. Raheem Mostert, 19 carries, 80 yards. The reason that was relevant is Devon Achane left the game in the first quarter with a concussion. He had three rushes, 18 yards, was playing well, and then was out the rest of the game. So Wright and Mostert now going to carry the load for a little bit until Achane gets back. Tyreek Hill, 6 for 69. That's the best you can hope for with Tyler Huntley, a quarterback. Jonnu Smith, 5 for 62. Jaylen Warren, 4 for 46. For New England, it could be time for Drake May. Jacoby Brissett, 18 for 34, 160, no touchdowns. Ramondre Stevenson did not start the game, but came in and was fantastic. 12 carries, 89 yards, and a touchdown, a 33-yard touchdown. Antonio Gibson, 6 for 52, but a lot of that was late. Demario Douglas did nothing for most of the game, but did have 9 targets, went 6 for 59, but again, a lot of that was on the final drive. Kayshon Boutte, 2 for 34. Kendrick Bourne was back, his first game back, 1 for 6. Hunter Henry, 2 for 32. Patriots, no offense, and their defense is getting worn down. Dolphins don't have a good offense, but they got the win on the road. 2-3 Miami, 1-4 New England. Dolphins beat the Patriots. A lot of people thought that the Browns were going to give Jaden Daniels a problem as one of the first legit defenses that he was facing, even without Myles Garrett. Didn't matter. 34-13, Commanders crushed the Browns. Jaden Daniels, 238 passing yards. Jaden Daniels, 82 yards on the ground, had one touchdown pass. They just pounded them on the ground with the run. Austin Eckler, 6 for 67 on the ground. Brian Robinson, 2 touchdowns. Jeremy McNichols, 1. Terry McLaurin, 4 for 112 on 8 targets. The touchdown pass went to De'Ami Brown. Was a 41-yard touchdown, 2 for 57. Eckler had 30 receiving yards. Luke McCaffrey, 3 for 19. McLaurin lost a fumble. Outside of that, Washington was darn near perfect. They are now 4-1, 2-0 at home, leading the NFC East. For the Browns, their offense is terrible. Deshaun Watson, 15 for 28, 125. So against this Washington defense, which I think is better than people give it credit for, because statistically here at FTN, even DVOA, wasn't strong to start the year, but they're getting better with Dan Quinn. Only 125 passing yards, one touchdown. Jerome Ford, 9 for 47. Nick Chubb, hopefully will be back soon. Deonta Foreman, 9 for 44. They did average 4.5 yards a carry, but Watson lost a fumble, and they just couldn't get anything through the air. Cooper was doubled for a lot of the game, 4 for 60. Jordan Akins caught the only touchdown, 3 for 22. David Njoku was back, but he was slow to get acclimated. Only one reception, 14 yards. Commanders blow out the Browns, 34-13. Jaguars needed this one in the worst way, and they got it. 37-34 over the Colts, 1-4 Jacksonville. Now Colts are dropped to 2-3. This game was 20-10 going into the fourth quarter, and they put 41 points up combined in the fourth quarter. Colts put up 24. Jaguars put up 17. Jaguars hold on 37-34. Trevor Lawrence getting better. 28 of 34, super efficient. 371, two touchdowns, one interception. Tank Bigsby looked a heck of a lot better than Travis Etienne. Be careful there. Tank, 13 carries, 101 yards. That's almost 8 yards a carry. Two rushing touchdowns. Etienne just 6 for 17. Jacksonville receiving. Brian Thomas is here. He's arriving. And he is under the radar as a rookie, dynamic rookie wide receiver. Everyone concentrating on the other rookie wide receivers. Brian Thomas is legit. 5 for 122, had an 85-yard touchdown reception. Christian Kirk, 4 for 88. Etienne, 6 for 43. Gabe Davis, there's some arguing between Trevor Lawrence and Gabe Davis. Don't seem to be on the same page, but Davis, 3 for 38, lost a fumble, which was rough as well. No Evan Engram in this game, but Brenton Strange, tight end, got in the end zone. 4 for 24 and a touchdown. That's a top 10 tight end performance given the position in fantasy. For Indianapolis, Joe Flacco started and looked good. 33 for 44, 359, three touchdowns. How do you go back to Anthony Richardson, by the way? How do you do that? I get it. They're going to, but Flacco looks tremendous. Alec Pierce, 3 for 134 and a touchdown. Josh Downs looked great. 9 for 69, had 12 targets, team-high 12 targets. Michael Pittman, 5 for 37, caught a touchdown, but only 37 receiving yards. A.D. Mitchell, 4 for 38. So they spread it around. Trey Sermon in for Jonathan Taylor, 10 for 38, and a score, not a lot of yards, but did get the touchdown. 37-34, Jaguars win on a field goal at the end of regulation. Bills fought valiantly, but Texans win at home 23-20. Texans now 4-0, 3-0 at home. Bills fall to 3-2. Houston, C.J. Stroud, 28 of 38, 331, one touchdown, one interception. Nico Collins caught a 67-yard touchdown pass. He had 2 for 78 and a touchdown, and then he hurt his hamstring and left the game. But all of that production happened early in the game. He was on his way to a monster performance. In his place, Stephon Diggs led Houston 6 for 82. Tank Dell, better first game back, 4 for 38. Dalton Schultz, 4 for 34. Cam Akers was fine, filling in for Joe Mixon. 9 for 42 and got a rushing score in the first quarter. Buffalo struggles to move the ball. They have to be able to run the ball, and James Cook went 20 for 82 and a touchdown, but the passing game is not there. Dalton Kincaid, everyone talked about Dalton Kincaid being this elite top receiving option. He's not. 2 for 34 on 6 targets. He had the same number of targets, Dalton Kincaid, as Mac Hollins did. Curtis Samuel, nothing. Where is Curtis Samuel in a game where there's no Khalil Shakir? He was out. Curtis Samuel, 1 reception, 4 targets. All that preseason stuff about Samuel with Joe Brady and the connection from his Carolina days, not working out. Josh Allen, 9 of 30. Houston defense did a good job here. 9 of 30, Josh Allen, 131, 1 touchdown, only 54 yards on the ground. Bills fought, kept it close, 23-20, Houston wins. Raiders got up early on a bomb from Gardner Minshew to Brock Bowers, a 57-yard touchdown catch. But after that, it was all Denver. 34-18, Denver crushes the Raiders. Bo Nix, 19-27, which was fine, 206 and 2 touchdowns. 1 to Josh Reynolds, his only catch of the game. 1 to Julian McLaughlin out of the backfield. Javonte Williams, 4.7 yards a carry is fine. 13 carries, 67 yards. Cortland Sutton, 2 for 32. It's tough because Cortland Sutton is very much like Dez Bryant, a contested catch guy. So Bo Nix as a rookie is going to have to be confident enough to throw it up to him in traffic. And if he's not, that's not where the passes are going to go. Javonte Williams also led the team in receiving, 5 for 50 also. And little Jordan Humphrey, 2 for 48. On the other side, Gardner Minshew, 12 for 17, 137, 1 touchdown, but 2 interceptions. Aiden O'Connell came in the game, 10 for 20, 94, but also threw an interception. So 3 interceptions for the Raiders, including one that was returned all the way for Pat Surtain from basically the goal line all the way back for a touchdown. Rushing, Alexander Mattison got most of the carries but couldn't do much, 15 for 38. Amir Abdullah was better, 5 for 42. Bowers, like I said, big game, 8 for 97, 1 touchdown. Jacoby Myers, solid, 6 for 72. Trey Tucker was limited in this game. Mattison good out of the backfield. Raiders fall to 2-3. Broncos are the surprise here, 3-2 and playing well with that defense. Upset of the day, Cardinals 24, Niners 23. Shocking. Niners led this game going into the fourth quarter 23-13. It was comfortable. It was 23-10 at halftime. And the Cardinals just kept pressuring them, not giving up big plays, and Kyler Murray made it happen. Kyler Murray, 7 rushes, 83 yards, including a 50-yard touchdown scamper in the first quarter where he was pointing at the end zone like Babe Ruth when he was about 50 yards away. James Conner grinded it out, 19 carries, 86 yards. Not a big game for Marvin Harrison. If I told you that the Cardinals went into San Francisco as a huge underdog, 7.5-point underdogs, and Marvin Harrison had 2 catches for 36 yards, you would say there's no way they're beating them, but they did. Michael Wilson, 5 for 78, Trey McBride, 6 for 53, Brock Purdy, 2 terrible interceptions, which was brutal. Jordan Mason lost a fumble. It's those turnovers. When those turnovers happen, that's when upsets occur. Jordan Mason, 14 for 89, was fine on the ground. Purdy added 33 rushing yards to his 244 passing yards. Brandon Ayuk game. Welcome back, Brandon Ayuk. 8 for 147. George Kittle, 8 for 64, and a touchdown. Debo Samuel shut down, 1 for 11. Huge win for the Cardinals, 24-23, a bad loss for San Francisco. Just don't have it going right now. Only got 1 sack on Arizona. Only 1 sack. Cardinals got 2 sacks and only 1 interception. Purdy threw 2. That's how you lose this game. 24-23, Cardinals win. Packers-Rams, tough game on the road. Packers get it done, 24-19. Jordan Love, 15-26, 224, 2 touchdowns, 1 terrible interception. He was stumbling. He got hit, and he was falling down, going out of the back of the end zone. He just flipped it, trying to avoid a safety, and he flipped it out to the sideline where a Ram player was waiting, picked it up, and ran it back in. Josh Jacobs, 19 for 73, 1 touchdown on the ground. He was solid. Tucker Kraft looks like a great top 5 tight end option, 4 for 88, 2 touchdowns. Jaden Reed, 4 for 78. Jacobs good. Dontavian Wicks, not as much, 2 for 20. Remember, again, Romeo Doubs out of this game, suspended, because it looks like, rumors are, he's complaining about the targets he's getting. On the other side, Kyren Williams again gets in the end zone, 22 carries, 102 yards. Stafford was okay, 29 of 45, 260, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Jordan Whittington left the game late, but played well, 7 receptions, 89 yards. Tutu Atwell, 6 for 58, 1 touchdown here for Stafford, went to DeMarcus Robinson. Colby Parkinson, 7 for 52, led the team, Colby Parkinson, with 13 targets. Williams did lose a fumble as well. Wasn't for the turnovers, Rams may have stole this one. 24-19 Packers, they go to 3-2, Rams drop to 1-4. Late Sunday night, Giants go into Seattle and win. Boy, and Brian Daboll can coach. He is one of these X and O coaches that you always have to be aware of. No Malik Nabers, no Devin Singletary, and he managed the game perfectly. Seattle could not get any pressure on the Giants all game long. Jones was sacked 3 times, but those were running sacks where he was trying to move around the pocket. They did not put pressure on him all game long. Daniel Jones, 23 of 34, 257, 2 touchdowns. Tyrone Tracy, a huge game, 18 for 129 on the ground. Jones added 38 rushing yards. And Darius Slayton, who needs Malik Nabers when you have Darius Slayton, 8 for 122 and a score? Solid. Eric Gray, also 3 receptions, 50 yards. Tracy on the ground, Gray out of the backfield. And we thought Wandell Robinson was going to have a huge game, only 6 for 36, but he did catch a touchdown. Daniel Jones, no interceptions. And the only fumble of the game was Eric Gray, who fumbled on 4th and goal, trying to reach his arms into the end zone. And the Seahawks picked it up and ran it back for a touchdown. If not for that game, they scored a touchdown very late when the Giants were in prevent. If not for that game, they basically scored 6 points against the Giants, which is an embarrassment. Huge win for the Giants here, 29-20. Geno Smith, 28 of 40. 284, 1 touchdown, had 72 yards rushing Geno because he got 32 very late, could not run the ball against the Giants. That's the other thing that was shocking. Kenneth Walker, 5 for 19, Zach Charbonnet, 2 for 11. That's an embarrassment. Receiving, Tyler Lockett, 475, Kenneth Walker, 7 for 57 out of the backfield. DK Metcalf, only 455, had a very costly fumble in the first half where they were going in. Jackson Smith and Jigba, 4 for 31 and a late touchdown. Bad, bad loss for Seattle. 3-2, Giants go to 2-3. Seattle could have been 4-1 right now, coming off that Lions game where they played valiantly, could not get pressure on the Giants and couldn't move the ball against the Giants. Not a good sign for Seattle. 29-20, Giants over Seattle. And the game that just finished, Cowboys come from behind and shock the Steelers 20-17 on the road. Dak takes them down, finds Jalen Tolbert, who was the star of this game, for the game-winning score, 20 seconds left. Tolbert, 7 receptions, 87 yards, 1 touchdown. Steelers did a good job on CeeDee Lamb. He was only 5 of 62, but Dak had 2 interceptions, 1 fumble, but 352 yards passing and 2 big touchdowns. Rico Dowdle, also great, 20 carries, 87 yards. He was fantastic. Jake Ferguson, also 6 for 70. For the Steelers, they clearly are afraid to let Justin Fields throw the ball. 15 of 27, 127, 2 touchdowns, 1 to Connor Hayward, 1 to Pat Freiermuth, so both of his tight ends, and that was it. Could not find George Pickens, 3 for 26 against a Cowboy defense with no Micah Parsons, no DeMarcus Lawrence, could not move the ball in prime time at home. Najee Harris, 14 for 42, had 2 receptions, 35 yards, but he was their leading receiver. Van Jefferson, 26 receiving yards, Pickens, 26, Hayward, 23, Freiermuth, 18. Just a bad performance from the Steelers offense. Fall to 3-2. Cowboys go to 3-2, and the Cowboys are 3-0 away. That's going to do it for the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Mike Randall, your host. Jeff Radcliffe will be back on Wednesday giving you all the great insight. Tomorrow night, Chiefs and Saints. And if this has been any indication, that's going to be an incredible Monday night football game. We'll be back next week, Sunday night. As always, take you around week 6. Are you ready?